Fear is a great motivating factor, and fear crept into the markets again today. It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 25th day of March. Thanks, as always, for coming by. Also today, more and more companies are relaxing their dress code, and the result? Well, suit makers are hurting. Today, Apple decided they do more than make iPhones. We'll detail that story for you. Boeing is calling in hundreds of pilots and experts as it tries to get its fleet of 737s back in the air. You know, with wind and solar getting cheaper, it's just a matter of time for coal. Those stories, the markets, and today we're going to chat with Ken Chester and Sasha J. Little from the transportation and technology podcast Roadworthy Drive. Also today, Laura Kennard on business and networking education events happening here in the metro. But first, let's check out those business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me on Twitter at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Three words, global economic slowdown. That was what was on the minds of investors today as Wall Street struggled to gain traction. It even overshadowed news that the special counsel found no collusion with Russia on the part of President Donald Trump. Worries over the global economic outlook were stoked on Friday and lingered through today after the so-called yield curve inverted for the first time in more than a decade. The three-month Treasury bill yield topped its 10-year counterpart on Friday, thus inverting the yield curve. Investors consider this to be a signal that a recession may be coming soon. Disappointing economic data released on Friday out of Europe, coupled with a downgraded economic outlook from the Federal Reserve, added to those concerns. And in case you're wondering, that yield curve inverted again today. I'll share the numbers a little bit later in the newscast. Well, it's a sign of the times. Suits are out. Well, maybe not among politicians and attorneys, but with more and more companies relaxing their dress code, suit sellers are scrambling to try to figure out what to sell. Joseph A. Bank, one of the largest suit sellers, along with its sibling Men's Warehouse, both owned by Tailored Brands, they're starting to feel the bite as more companies give their blessing to casual attire. For example, in recent weeks, Goldman Sachs and Target joined the parade of companies that have relaxed their dress codes. Sales at Tailored Brands, which also include the K&G and Moores chains, fell by over 10% in the most recent quarter to $768 million. It predicts sales will continue to decline in the current period at all brands except K&G. The U.S. men's suit market has shrunk by 8% to just under $2 billion since 2015, although the pace of the decline has moderated in recent years. Over that same period of time, sports apparel, which includes a variety of clothing from performance gear to fashion, has grown by, get this, 17% to over $44 billion a year. Wow. Although sales of off-the-rack suits have been declining at Joseph A. Bank, demand is growing for a line of custom suits it introduced back in 2017. And Macy's is making a bigger push into tailored clothing, but not with traditional gray, blue, and black suits, but more colors and patterns other than pinstripe. Well, today, Apple reintroduced itself as an entertainment and financial services company that also just happens to make iPhones. It's launched a streaming television service, a credit card, and an online gaming arcade. Might say that was a pretty busy morning, right? The world's second most valuable technology company lifted the curtain on a television and movie service called Apple TV Plus that will stream original television shows and movies to a television-watching app for users of its 1.4 billion gadgets worldwide, as well as owners of smart TVs and other devices. But Apple, known in the tech industry for keeping its products secret until they're finished, left out some key pricing details for several of its new services That sort of unnerved investors and sent its shares down slightly on the trade. The move could be seen as a first step in challenging streaming video leaders like Netflix and Amazon, although Apple's taking a different approach by offering paid channels from HBO, Stars, and Showtime along with its own content. Apple also introduced a credit card, a video game arcade, and added hundreds of magazines to its new app at an event in its Cooper, California headquarters. Busy, busy morning. Well, Boeing has set up meetings this week with airlines and regulators to explain measures it's taking to get the 737 MAX back into service after the plane was grounded following two deadly crashes in less than 5 months. The plane maker invited more than 200 pilots, technical leaders, and regulators for an informal session this Wednesday in Renton, Washington. That's where the aircraft is built. The company said it met Saturday with some U.S. and overseas customers. Pilots from Southwest Airlines, the largest operator of the MAX, met with Boeing over the weekend. Other pilots' associations, however, are staying mum on any meetings. The focus is on software that intervenes automatically without a pilot's knowledge when just one of two sensors indicate the aircraft is at risk of a stall. Boeing says they are upgrading that software. Well, coal-fired power plants may soon go the way of the dinosaur. Why? Well, wind and solar costs have plunged so rapidly that 74% of the U.S. coal fleet could be phased out for renewable energy and still save customers money. All of that according to a report released today by Energy Innovation, a nonpartisan think tank. That figure of at-risk coal plants in the United States rises to 86% by 2025 as solar and wind continue to plunge in cost. All this despite President Donald Trump's promise to revive the beleaguered coal industry. Trump declared the end of the war on coal and slashed regulations that clamped down on the emissions from coal-fired power plants. Late last year, the administration announced plans to reverse an Obama-era coal emissions rule to make it easier to open new coal plants. Trump even appointed Andrew Wheeler, a former coal lobbyist, to head the EPA. The Energy Innovation Report found that last year, 74% of America's fleet, those would be coal-fired furnaces, were at risk from local wind or solar that could run more cheaply and turn out just, well, more, actually, energy. According to the report, North Carolina, Florida, Georgia, and Texas are the U.S. states that have the greatest amount of coal plants at risk from local solar and wind. Well, stocks ended little change after a sharp decline in the previous session, as worries over the global economy overshadowed news that the special counsel found no collusion with Russia on the part of President Donald Trump. The Dow finished 14 points higher at 25,516, while the S&P 500 was down 2 points to 2798, and the Nasdaq slipped by just 5 points to 7637. Along with the inverted yield curve, you heard us talking about that earlier, economic news coming out of China and Europe has set investors on edge. Equities alternated between gains and losses for most of the day as investors digested comments from Attorney General William Barr. Yesterday, he said that Special Counsel Robert Mueller's long-awaited investigation did not find evidence that Trump or his 2016 campaign colluded with Russia. The S&P 500 is up by more than 30% since Trump was elected in 2016. One key catalyst for the move was that, one-time massive tax cut signed by Trump in late 2017. Gold advanced today by $9.90 to $1,322.20 an ounce. Oil was off by 4 cents to $59 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note was down again today, paying 2.39%. Hey, when we come back, it's Ken Chester and Sasha J. Little from the podcast Roadworthy Drive. We're talking cars, trucks, transportation, and technology. It's all coming up next here on the Business News Hour.